April is National Organ and Tissue Donation Awareness Month, and there is a prominent name who is behind a campaign to get people to think about being an organ donor, and they're using the hashtag #GetVocal. It's the David Foster Foundation of who we're speaking, and joining us to talk about a very special campaign is the CEO of the David Foster Foundation, Michael Ravenhill, joins us on the Health and Wellness Show. Michael, first of all, thank you very much for joining us, and let's go back a little bit and talk about the David Foster Foundation and how was that you ended up being a part of this rather prominent and important foundation.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me on your show. You know, it's really interesting. Just over 30 years ago, I volunteered for an event that David Foster was putting on, a fundraising event for his foundation when he was just starting the foundation out, and it started in Victoria, British Columbia. And David, you know, how it all started, if we go right back to the very beginning, it started with David getting a call from his mother, who lived in Victoria, and there was a little girl from Victoria who was down at UCLA, at the UCLA Medical Center, and she was waiting for a transplant. In those days, transplants weren't done up in Canada, they were done in the United States. Of course, now they are, and they're done incredibly well up here in Canada. But David got the call from his mother, and the call was just to go and see this little girl at UCLA Medical Center, and not as a celebrity, but just as a hometown boy. And, you know, you always do what your mother tells you. So David went and saw this family. And while he was speaking with them, he could really see and sense the stress that was on this family. And he said, "Is there anything that I can do for you?" And this was just before he was about to leave. And he thought the little girl would say, you know, "I want to see this celebrity. I want to go to Disneyland," or whatever. And that wasn't the case at all. The little girl just looked at David in the eyes and said, "I just want to see my sister." And that really took David back. He was quite perplexed by that. And he said, and he started to ask some more questions, and he found out that through his questions, that the little girl and her family, they couldn't afford the price of a plane ticket. And that this little girl had not seen her sister for nearly 4 months. And so David said, "You know what, I'm going to make that happen." So he made a phone call and got a hold of the aunt back home, and the little girl's sister, and he flew them down to Los Angeles, and David picked them up, and he drove them to the hospital. And he said, when those two little girls' eyes met, it changed his life forever. He says, "This is going to be my foundation." And what our foundation does is we provide financial assistance to families of children that require major organ transplants for all non-medical expenses. So essentially, we pay for food, clothing, transportation, accommodations, mortgage, car payments, you name it, we'll pay it, because we want to make sure that family is staying together, is beside that child where it needs to be, and not worry about losing their house and their car and everything else, but focus all their attention on their child who's fighting for their life.
You know, it's interesting, Michael, because I know that for a developed country, Canada, unfortunately, it's a rather dubious mark, has one of the worst organ and tissue donor rates in the world. Any idea why that is, or is it just because people don't want to think about something like that?
Wow, great question. You know, I think it really comes down to is education. It comes down to the awareness and education of, you know, the importance of being a registered organ donor, organ and tissue donor. But also, you know, there's a lot of myths out there, people misunderstanding and so forth. But it truly is, it's sad that as a country that is so blessed, like Canada, that we do have one of the worst organ and tissue registration rates of all developing countries. But we can change that. As Canadians, we always like to step up and step out and help somebody. And so that's what our call is this April, which is Organ Donor Awareness Month, is to, you know, get vocal. And hashtag get vocal, as you mentioned earlier. You know, this is the time to share the stories, to become a registered organ donor. It only takes 2 minutes. And it's very simple to do. The problem that we have, Ted, in this country is that we have a fractured system, that we don't have one national organ donor registry yet, but that may be coming. But we have, every province has a different way of registering. So that makes it even tougher. Some it could be on your driver's license, some could be on your medical card, and some could be, there's many other ways. BC Transplant has it one way, and Trillium Gifts of Life in Ontario does it a different way. And so it's just it's not a streamlined system. So we at the David Foster Foundation are working towards building that connecting every province so that we have a national registry, so that we become one of the best registration rates of all developing countries.
Our guest on the Health and Wellness Show is the CEO of the David Foster Foundation, Michael Ravenhill, talking about April being Organ Donation Awareness Month and a campaign called hashtag Get Vocal. When I saw the initial news release, Michael, I thought, okay, does this mean that you wanted me to actually sing a song and get vocal? Mercifully, that's not the case.
I'm sure you're probably quite good at it, and if you are, I do have a direct line to one of the greatest producers in the world, and I could get you, you know, I could get you signed. So you never know, Ted.
You know, David Foster would look listen for about 3 seconds and walk away, and then blame you for wasting his time with me. So let's get past that. So the actual hashtag Get Vocal is basically what you just want people to basically just kind of talk about organ donations and how they can help out.
Well, there's a couple ways you can do it. You can visit davidfosterfoundation.com, and you can see there's many ways that we ask you to get vocal. You can register to become a registered organ donor, and then share your wishes with your family. One of the things that people don't understand is that if they register, but they don't share their wishes with their family or don't let others know of their wishes, when it does come time that unfortunately they pass away, their wishes may not be carried through. So somebody in the family could tell them, no, I don't think that was the case, and therefore their wishes won't be carried through. So we encourage you to tell your family, share the news on social media that you've done it, follow at David Foster Foundation on Facebook and Instagram, and we're just saying share your story if you are an organ donor right now, if you're a recipient, you know, or if you know of one. Let's get vocal, and hashtag Get Vocal is all about that this month, and let's increase those numbers, and let's make sure that we can change that stat that we're wanting to change about the organ tissue registration rates in developing countries as Canada not being so high up on that list right now.
By the way, we should mention, when you look at some of the numbers, and I like to quote numbers on the show, sometimes, you know, you try not to quote them too much, but apparently one organ donor, Michael, is this correct, can save up to 8 lives and improve the quality of life for up to 75 people. That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, think about that. You know, it's such an unselfish act, but I have been in the room when a family is given the news that their child will be receiving an organ. And I've also been on the other side when I have been with a family that has given the organs. And I can tell you that both sides, they in the darkest times of their life, to be able to give a bright light that their child is going to get an organ, and then somebody that is giving an organ based on their loved one who's just passed away, that they actually can hold on to the one thing that their loved one is leaving a life legacy, and they're not dying in vain, that they're actually being able to improve the life or save the life of so many people. It is the most incredible, selfless act that one can do. You know, when we look at it in Canada, I'll just tell you one other stats because you talk about stats. You know, it's roughly 5 deaths per week or 1 death every 30 hours in Canada right now. We have 4,500 Canadians that are on the wait list right now. Can you imagine if we can just take that number down just a little, how many people that we would be able to save?
Michael, you talk about this being kind of David's calling card and what seed was planted, so to speak, that germinated into the David Foster Foundation. I don't even have to ask, I think, how gratifying is this for you? Have you found your life's work, your calling, helping out, as you say, people at both ends of the emotional spectrum?
Absolutely. I mean, really, it's not about me, and it's about these families, and we really... I tell you, it's why I get up early in the morning and go to bed late at night, because there are so many things that we need to do to improve organ donor and tissue donor registration in Canada. And, you know, it is something that gives me such a great, I don't even know if the word is warm feeling inside, but it's something that actually gets me motivated every day, because we can make a difference. And as Canadians, we love to make a difference. And so if we can rally around any cause, there's so many great causes out in our country and around the world, but this is one that has been with me for over 30 years, and it's one that I am very proud to be a part of, and proud to be the CEO for David Foster and what he does to change so many lives.
And I know I should ask you this question, and I know it's probably right at the tip of your tongue, and it's a number that you love to share. So over the past 35 years, the David Foster Foundation has raised a lot of money for this particular cause. Off the top of your head, Michael, would you know how much money has been raised in that 35 years?
Wow. You know, that's a really good question. I don't know the total number.
Okay.
I know it's millions of dollars.
Yep.
It's over 1,300 families that we've supported.
Wow.
And some families, it could be, you know, $500, and some families could be over $100,000. Some families could be a year, and some families could be almost 10 years, depending upon each family situation. But what we say is we will always be there. We're not leaving you, and we are going to be beside you through this whole thing. Because we have some families that their child has had not one, but two heart transplants, multiple organ transplants, and or multiple children in one family that that we will come alongside and help support. So, yeah, tremendous amount, 34 years, millions of dollars raised, and we want to thank Canada, because in every city and town that we go into to share our cause, they come out to support. And our families, our David Foster Foundation families and the children are so grateful for it. I wish everyone could see the look on these families' faces when we come alongside with their financial resources to help these families. It is amazing when we say, don't worry, we've got you. And we'll take care of you. Now go spend time and make sure that you're with your child. That's where you need to be.
Michael, before we wrap up, I always love to think corporately from a marketing standpoint. I know it's been difficult for all foundations over the last year and change because of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I understand totally. From the David Foster Foundation, I know that there were galas that you did maybe a year. Takes an awful lot of work. You raise an awful lot of money. What are the plans, or what can you share as far as when things get back to whatever normalcy we have, as far as in the next year, maybe getting this type of thing back on the road, so to speak, and hitting various towns and communities to maybe raise the awareness and have a good night?
Yeah, you know, we're so looking forward to that day. We were hoping that we'd be able to do it in 2021, but that doesn't look like that will be the case. We're looking now towards 2022.
Yep.
And it could be definitely in your province that we're looking at this time. And, you know, we really do yearn for that time. We miss being with people. We miss sharing our story. And I know everybody misses being together and not only raising the money, but also celebrating the cause and celebrating the lives of these little heroes and these little children. So it's coming. And, you know, COVID did affect us in a very big way. You know, registration was down 39%. Organ and tissue donation registration was down 39% due to COVID pandemic last year. So, and that's hitting a lot of organizations and foundations in every spectrum. So we're looking forward to getting past this and then getting on and actually having some of these. And I think this next one will be not only a fundraiser, but it'll be a celebration of life in every sense of the form.
All right, Michael, just before we wrap up, if people want information on how they can donate or get more information about Organ and Tissue Donation Awareness Month, what's the website again?
Very simply, davidfosterfoundation.com.
Michael Ravenhill from the David Foster Foundation, thanks for the update on Tissue and Organ Donation Awareness Month. Congratulations on what the foundation has done so far. Continued good luck, and maybe we'll see you face-to-face, hopefully, in 2022. Thanks for the time.
I look forward to that time. Thanks so much for having me today.